There are some great events happening in our community, and joining me in studio right now to discuss it is Kevin Call from the Rotary Club, PJ Holm from the Parks and Recs Department, and Lisa Burtonshaw from the Idaho Falls City Council and the Rotary Club. Things happening in our community, so thanks you all for being here.
Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. So let's start out with this Heritage Park. Tell us where things stand with that.
PJ probably ought to address that, Parks and Rec.
So Heritage Park is the newest park for our community, for Idaho Falls. It's been open for a few years, but it's been a work in progress. So we're very excited to see kind of the next phases happening. Right now, we have the installation of an irrigation system going in multiple acres in this park. And just maybe for the folks that don't know where this park is, Heritage Park is located right on the river, on the Snake River, on the west side of the river, and then just north of Sunnyside Road. So kind of in between Sunnyside and the Snake River Landing Lake that I'm sure lots of folks know about in the community. And so that's where that park is. It's about 10 acres. It's a nature-themed park, and we've already got some turf and some passive areas for folks to come and recreate and come and spend time down by the river. But this is actually going to be the really sculpting and putting some final touches on a majority of the park. Right now, we have an interactive stream that runs through the park that we've diverted water from the river, brought it down through into the park so that kids in the community can come out and actually play in that stream. This is going to give us, like I had mentioned, about 3 acres of new turf throughout the park, and it is just an absolute beautiful spot, located right in the heart of our community. That I'd imagine, if you haven't been down there, it's a little pocket in our community that really gives you a feel of stepping out in nature without leaving the bounds of Idaho Falls. So definitely would encourage folks in the community to come out and take a look at it. But we're really excited for this event that we have coming up next week and to really start to see this park come alive.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous spot, and it does kind of give you the opportunity to feel like you have been able to escape a little bit. Kevin, do you want to tell us about this event that's happening on Tuesday?
Sure. So every year we try and get involved with another piece of the park. Last year we were able to start sodding with the city, and it turned out really neat. But there's a lot of brown, and so this spring we all met as a committee, and we got with Rotary and said, what can we afford to do as far as irrigation and sod to really make this happen? And so along with the city and Just Serve organization, this Tuesday night, as PJ mentioned, we're going to sod 3 acres or so and turn we're calling it the Heritage Park Green Tsunami. And that green will cover all the brown, and we'll cover with sod. All the sprinkling system has been put in. And we hope to have 250 folks, 200 to 250 volunteers, including through Just Serve, come and lay all this sod out. Last year it was so cool. We had a lot of people. In 45 minutes, we laid all the sod that was there.
Wow, 45 minutes.
So 2 hours, we've got about three times as much to do. But it's just gorgeous. PJ mentioned, you go down, there's a beautiful falls on the river that goes right through the park. It's just a really neat, neat spot. And so we're excited, and we want to invite the community to come down and be a part of us. And we're going to serve ice cream there just to make it better.
Nothing better than some Farr's ice cream after some hard work.
Yeah. Thanks.
Lisa, do you still need volunteers?
We really think that the call out for volunteers is important. We think we have all of these pallets of sod. Well, we know we have all the pallets of sod that we have coming. So the more volunteers, the better. I don't think that we would ever feel like, oh, this is one too many. volunteers. I think that everyone, we'd love to have everyone come. It'd be great to bring your families out and be able to one day say, oh, I remember laying that sod. I think that these kind of projects become legacy parks and legacy projects, and over time, just knowing that you were a piece of that history and creating that park, I think that it's a special place. So I'd encourage everyone who wants to come to Heritage Park that night, have an ice cream cone and lay some sod to come.
I love the idea of those stories being passed down. And Kevin, do you have anything to add as far as how
just
the volunteers could get involved?
Something I should have probably mentioned is that 33 years ago, we started the Green Belt with the City of Idaho Falls and the Idaho Falls Rotary Club. And every year we bite off another chunk. And $6.5 million later from the duck race and other monies that have been given, is it 4 miles, PJ, 4 or 5 miles of trail?
Total along of Riverwalk, we've got closer to 10 miles.
That's what I said, about 10 miles. and it's gorgeous down there, and it's made a difference. And so Rotary this year, we wrote a check to the city for nearly $1 million that we'd accumulated. I think it was last year, PJ, and this year about $80,000 from the Idaho Falls Rotary Club. And again, it's because of the participation in the duck race that we do every year that makes this a difference. It's a fun event, but it really makes it neat down on the river. It's such a special, beautiful place down there.
So this is a new kind of addition that's happening down there.
Right, to Heritage Park. Our last 3 or 4 years have been pretty well focused on Heritage Park, would you say?
Yep. And I would say, you know, we have a small little piece that we still need to make that connection to completely create the full loop around this section of the Riverwalk. But I see that happening probably in the next year or two. But as far as from the City of Idaho Falls and from Parks and Recreation, I definitely need to give a huge shout out to the Rotary Club of Idaho Falls. They have been so phenomenal at not only raising funds in our community and using those funds that are raised through the duck race every summer to give to the to put back into the community and into the Riverwalk. But they do it in such a way that it's not, they don't make a big deal about it. It's just part of what they do. And it's been pretty magical to be part of and to see, you know, more than $1 million come in from one local organization. You know, you hear a lot of, you know, an organization that can give large and give $20,000, $30,000. To be able to give $1 million to the community that they live in and to continue to raise that money and to continue to pledge more funds, it's just, it's phenomenal. And so, you know, it's part of what's made Heritage Park and the Riverwalk such a draw for our community, and we'll continue to do so into the future. You know, one of the things that we've looked at is, you know, you don't see with real estate the way it is now, you don't see a lot of new parks being built along riverways, natural riverways. And this is such a neat location that is, we're going to look back at in 50 years and say, you know, there's been some naysayers over the years and some that said, you know, it's been a very expensive and a tough project because it is a storm retention pond for a lot of Snake River Landing. It's also, it had a lot of elevation changes. So there's been a lot of, you know, was this park really it was a donation. The land was actually a donation to the City of Idaho Falls. And this one's been a tough one, but Rotary has made it absolutely doable for us. And looking back, we're not going to regret building this park and spending the time and the money to make this right.
We'll continue the conversation right after this.